Hello, fans, and welcome to tonight's edition of Colt 45 Baseball. We're here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, coming to you live on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. We're bringing you a Saturday edition of Colt 45 Baseball. We'll get you those starting lineups. And just a reminder of what happened last night. Colt 45 found themselves down 6-0 at one point in the ball game, and they rallied back to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Tonight they'll look to continue their two-game win streak. In the second game of this weekend series for the Fairfield Indians, it's going to be Amani Sani in center field leading things off, followed by Andrew Limon in right, Caleb Morant in left, Derek Robinson, the designated hitter, he'll be batting cleanup. Cooper Dwyer will be at shortstop, batting fifth, followed by Owen Nelson, the third baseman. Then Eamon O'Leary over there at first base, followed by Jake Rogers. He'll be catching Cash McRory, the starting pitcher tonight for the Fairfield Indians, followed by last night's leadoff hitter, Marcel Cueva, who will be playing second base for the Fairfield Indians. It'll be Cash McRory on the bump, looking to shut down this Colt 45's offense. So, Sonny in center, Lamon in right, Morant in left, Robinson the DH, Dwyer at short, Nelson at third, O'Leary's at first base, Rogers behind the plate, Cueva's at second base, and it'll be McRory out on the bump. And for your Colt 45s, we'll get you those starting lineups as we get to ready things here, as both teams are out with their feet on the lines, getting ready to play tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem, brought to you by the Sandlot Band. And we'll get it to you right here, live on KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Excellent rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. That was brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. On this cool summer night, the breeze not blowing, but it's still nice and cool. The Colt 45s will be sending Colby Rafael to lead things off at center field, followed by Dusty Vila, the speedy second baseman, batting second, followed up by Griffith Benn. He'll be playing right field tonight, batting third. And last night's hero, McGuire Smith, he'll be batting cleanup yet again for the second night in a row. He'll be followed up by Brandon Zanny, who will be the designated hitter tonight. And it'll be Sutter Moss over there at the hot corner playing third base, followed by Braxton Riley, who came in to replace Kyle Norton in last night's contest. And then it will be Joel Calderon at shortstop. And Carter Jorison, the catcher tonight, he'll be batting ninth. And he'll be catching Brandon Buller tonight's starting pitcher for your Redding Colt 45s. So Rafael in center, Vila at second, followed by Finn in right. Smith, the first baseman, batting cleanup, followed by Zanny, the designated hitter. Moss, the third baseman. Braxton Riley, the left fielder. Calderon at short, and Jorison, he'll be tonight's backstop for Brandon Buller. And Buller, all season, has been solid for these Colt 45s. In two games pitched. He's pitched eight innings, one start. And that one start, he went six, gave up nine hits, four runs, three of those were earned, and struck out four, walking none. On the season, he's given up 10 hits, four runs, walked one and struck out nine, so a good ratio of strikeouts to walks there with a 9-1 ratio. He's got a 3.37 ERA, and surprisingly not in the lineup tonight is Noah Betanco, who last night had two runners caught stealing, and something that I picked up on, and I'm sure a lot of fans here too, as they kept cheering for him, was his ability to block the outside pitches and the balls in the dirt. He did an excellent job moving laterally right to his left, keeping that ball in front of him. But it will be Carter Jorison out of Palomar Junior College in Rancho Santa Margarita catching Brandon Buller, who is also from Palomar Junior College. Buller, a left-hand thrower, southpaw, 5'10", 155 from Elsinore, California. At Palomar, JC, he had 11.85 ERA and 13 2/3 innings pitched with 11 strikeouts. We'll see what he can do here against these Fairfield Indians. The story of last night was the walk-off and the epic comeback that the Colt 45s were able to put on, and they stormed all the way back in dramatic fashion to walk it off against the Fairfield Indians after their starting pitcher, Tegan Wendt, went 8-plus of two-run ball before the two runners he exited the game after stranding over there at second and third. He exited the game and was relieved by Grand Staff, who came on in relief. He got one out, but those two runners scored, making the game 6-5 before Grand Staff would allow another run to score, which would be the tying run, before Derek Robinson came in to pitch. And with Dusty Vila at second base, after pinch hitting and worked a walk, the winning run was just two bases away at second base, and McGuire Smith came to the plate and decided to end things and walk the game off and give the Colt 45s a late inning win, as they did it at the last chance possible in the bottom of the ninth, scoring four runs, to win the ball game. As the Colt 45s are getting set to take the field, pretty soon here we'll have tonight's edition of Colt 45 Baseball. Again, this is Jacob Green, joined by my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's great to have you with us on a cool summer night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Fairfield Indians taking on your Colt 45s. Brandon Buller is going to be out on the mound. He'll get out there to take his warm-up tosses pretty soon. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House. Dine in, pick up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Bowler is out there concluding his warm-up tosses. The southpaw on the hill for the Colt 45's. They're 12-2 on the year, looking to improve to 13-2. The defense behind Bowler tonight is going to be Riley in left, Rafael in center, Finn in right. Moss will be over there at third base. And playing second base tonight will be Dusty Vila. The first baseman is going to be McGuire Smith, who moved from left field to first base last night after Kyle Norton exited the game. Playing short will be Calderon, and Jorison will be the backstop with Bowler on the hill as the first batter of tonight's contest. Amari Sani comes to the plate. He'll be digging in from the right side as Bowler righties himself now. Third base side of the rubber, peering in at Jorison, the catcher. Gets a sign. Sonny waves the bat back and forth a couple times. The pitch from Bowler is a fastball. Misses up and away for ball one. First pitch at 7:16. A 1-0 count now on Sonny. From that right side, the pitch from Bowler. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Count evens up now. One ball and one strike. Vila, the second baseman, he's over there on the outfield grass. Pitch from Bowler is swung on, grounded up the third baseline. Bowler over to field, throws to first. It's going to be just misses the batter's head, goes into foul territory where Griffith Finn, my apologies, Dusty Vila, the second baseman, is there to help recover the play. Jorison, the catcher, also making his way down there to back up the play. So that's where our ball game begins, an infield single for Sonny. That will bring Andrew Lamb into the plate. He pinch hit for Cueva last night in the seventh inning. Now it's going to be the right fielder digging in as Bowler comes set and delivers. It's going to be a bunt up the third baseline, charging the third baseman, throws to first. It's not going to be in time. It's bounced. And Vila again backing up the first baseman, Smith, is able to help recover the play. So an odd series of events here to start things off with runners at the corners now, as Sonny was able to go all the way to third base on that play after Lamman laid down what was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt. Jorison's now going to give some defensive signs with no outs. Bring Caleb Morant, the left fielder, to the plate. Lamman last night struck out. He just bunted. He's on first as Caleb Moran digs in from the right side. Runners take their leads. Bowler comes set and delivers as Morant shows bunt, pulls back on it, but it's called a strike. An 0-1 count now on Morant. Bowler looking to just settle things down now. The 0-1 delivery from Bowler. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Jorison. Excellent play there. Was able to pick it. One ball, one strike on Morant. Up in the box, a wide stance, a little bit open. Knees bent as Bowler comes set to deliver the 1-1 pitch. Checks the runner back at first. Delivers, it's grounded to the third baseman, who looks the runner back at third. Throws the second for one, on to first. It's going to be in time. Just kidding, he's called safe. Looked like he was out by a mile, but called safe. So Colt 45s keep the run from scoring. They now have one out with the cleanup hitter coming to the plate. That's Derek Robinson. Runners at the corners on that fielder's choice. He homered last night. As Bowler comes set and delivers. Changeup is going to miss low for ball one. A 1-0 count. That ground ball to the third baseman, Moss, He almost had enough time to tag the runner out at third as he was dancing off the bag, but ended up throwing the second to get the out. His bowler checks the runners, comes up to deliver the one out, and swung on grounded to the shortstop Calder and flips the second for one. And on to first is going to be in time to Colt 45's turn a 6-4-3 double play. Called Aaron to Vila to Smith. And that's the way the top of the first ends. We're scoreless after half an inning with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Colt 45 coming up in the bottom half of this first inning. We're scoreless after the Fairfield Indians were put away by the Colt 45's defense, turning a 6-4-3 tailor-made double play. It's going to be tonight's center fielder, Colby Raphael, leading things off for the Colt 45s. On the season, he's batting .231 with a .367 on-base percentage. Last night, Raphael was 0-for-4 with a walk, a stolen base, and in after that walk and stolen base, he would come around to score what would be the fourth run of the fifth run, rather, of the Colt 45's six-run comeback that resulted in them winning the game 7-6. He's going to dig in from the right side as he does a little landscaping, kick some dirt around. Now, just his grip on the bat, taps the cleats with his bat, swings the bat around his head a couple of times, now steps into the box. Even with the plate in that box, a wide stance with his knees bent as the first pitch from Cash McRory comes in off the plate outside for ball one. Cash McRory, a right-hander, out on the hill for the Fairfield Indians as he comes set from the first base side of the rubber, delivers. That one's swung on and going to land on the outfield grass for a base hit to lead things off here for Colby Raphael. He singles through the right side, just between the first baseman and second baseman. That'll bring up Dusty Vila, who last night pinched it for Braxton Riley. He walked, stole second base, and then came around to score the seventh run after the McGuire-Smith single. So he digs in from the left side. Pickoff attempt to first. It's going to be off the infield grass. Goes into foul territory. And Raphael's going to take second base. As the second baseman, Cueva, goes over to retrieve the ball. Colt 45 suddenly with a runner in scoring position and nobody out here. As Dusty Vila hasn't even seen a pitch yet. So he'll step out of the box. Regather his thoughts. Taps the cleat. The cleats a couple times with his bat. Now readies. As McRory comes set. The right-hander checks the runner back. Delivers. Fastball swung on in the air towards center field. Over to make the catch to his left. Raphael is going to deke him out. Not going to tag on the play as the throw comes into the third baseman, who blocks it and keeps it in front of him. Excellent play there by the third baseman. Owen Nelson. One gone here as Vila flies out to the center fielder. That'll bring up Griffith Fenn, the right fielder, who last night went 1-for-4 with a walk from the left side. He's going to watch fastball float in there for strike one. He waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Readies himself yet again. As McRory comes set to deliver the 1-0, he's going to throw a pickoff attempt to second. That goes past the shortstop as Rafael is going to make his way to third base. So the shortstop, Dwyer, unable to get a glove on it after the pickoff attempt from McRory was wide of the bag. And now Rafael's 90 feet away with one out. And now the Indians are going to bring the infield in. A couple steps off the grass on the infield. As Fenn, with a 1-0 count, McRory comes set and delivers breaking ball just off the outside edge for ball two. So only five pitches thrown in this ball game, yet there's one out, and Colby Rafael's dancing off the bag at third with Griffith Fenn up, and it's 2-0 count. The next pitch comes in, and that's popped directly over my head for strike one. Two balls and one strike now. Fenn, a little bit late on that one. The 2-1 delivery from McRory. Fastball inside. Ball three. 3-1 count now on Fenn. Fenn batting .377 on the year. He's got a home run and 14 RBIs, looking to get his 15th of the season here. As McRory comes set to deliver the 3-1. Fastball swung on and fouled back again over the third base side crowd. Counts full now at 3-2. McRory back up on the hill. Third base side of the rubber. Glove at his hip. Peers in to get a sign from his catcher. That's Jake Rogers. McRory comes set. Right-hander delivers. Swung on. Broken bat is fouled just to the left of the first base coach. Fenn's going to grab a new piece of lumber from Braxton Riley. He's going to pass him a bat to use. And he'll dig back in from the left side. So three straight foul balls here. So McRory takes a little walk around the back side of the mound. Climbs back up on the hill now as Fenn gets ready to dig back in. 3-2 on Griffith Fenn, the Colt 45's hottest hitter on the season. He'll get the 7th pitch of this at-bat. See, kicks some dirt around. Waves the bat back and forth. Taps the plate with his bat. McRory peering in at Rogers. Love it, his hit. Now comes set. The payoff pitch. The fastball off the plate. And the miss outside. Fenn walks. Which will bring up the first baseman, McGuire Smith. Last night's hero. The Indians now will have their first baseman, Eamon O'Leary, holding on Fenn at first. As shadows are starting to cover parts of the field, but the first baseman with the sun in his eyes. Everyone but the third baseman, pretty much, as the shortstop playing a little bit in. They're double play depth, looking to turn two and get out of the inning. As McRory delivers. That one's waved at and fouled back over the screen. Smith able to get just a piece of it, but a little early. He fouls it back to make the count 0-1. As he's going to dig back in. Left-handed hitter. As a pickoff attempt over to first base to keep Fenn close is not in time. Rafael takes a couple steps off the bag at third and then gets back as well. Fenn and Rafael take their leads from first and third. That's Rafael at third, Fenn at first. McRory checks Fenn back at first, who's 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Big lead as he's going. As the pitch comes in, that's high. The throw down to second is not going to be in time as Rafael is going to charge home from third base to score the first run of this ball game,
And the Colt 45s are up 1-0 after Fenn steals second base, which then allows Colby Rafael to score from third. Now a runner on second for the Colt 45s. McGuire Smith working with an 0-2 count. And even stance up at the box. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times as McRory comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball is going to miss just a tad high for ball one. 1-2 on Smith. Last night's hero of the ball game. He had a single to walk it off and score Dusty Vila from second. The 1-2 pitch with one out. Fenn dancing off the bag at second. Here it is. That one swung on, grounded up the middle. The second baseman diving for it. He can't get it. Fenn's around third. He's going to score as Smith hits a wide turn at first, but it's cut off by the first baseman O'Leary to hold McGuire Smith with an RBI single. It's now 2-0, the Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians. I will bring the designated hitter, number 28, Brandon Zanny, to the plate. Zanny has walked 11 times this season, leading the Colt 45's team in walks. As Smith takes a small lead off of first base, being held on by O'Leary. As the pitch comes in from McRory, that's going to miss out of the zone for ball one. And Zanny, we saw two nights ago, walk 4 times, and he walked once last night. The 1-0 delivery from McRory is going to be right through the heart of the zone for strike one. Count all even now at 1-1 with one out. The Indians, shortstop and second baseman, playing up the middle, looking to turn two. As Smith pretends to take off, does not draw a back pick from the catcher. Count now 2-1. On Zanny, the right-handed hitter, deep in the box, a wide stance. McRory delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be a fastball swung on in the air towards center field, making his way over to it in right center field. He's going to slide and make the catch and throw it back into the cutoff man, Cueva, to hold Smith at first base. So Zanny flies out to the center fielder, who chased it down in shallow right center field. Not quite enough to enable McGuire Smith to tag, which will bring Sutter Moss, tonight's third baseman, to the plate. With two gone here in the bottom half of the first inning, it's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. As Moss digs in, the wide stance from the left side watches a fastball just off the plate. 4-1. 1-0 count now as Moss adjusts his helmet, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. McCrory comes set, checks Smith back at first, and delivers. On's grounded toward the second baseman, Cueva, who squeezes it and flips to the shortstop at second base, Dwyer, to get the force. And the Colt 45 side is retired. It's 2-0 after one right at the top of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Colt 45s working with the lead now as Jorison, the catcher, catches Bowler's warm-up tosses and makes his throw down to second base. for the Fairfield Indians will be Cooper Dwyer leading things off in the top of the second. He's playing shortstop tonight. He'll be digging in from the right side as Bowler goes out there for his second inning of work. Facing off against the right-handed hitting Dwyer. As Cooper Dwyer now digs in. Even in the box, a slightly open stance. Hit from Bowler. A fastball blows it by him for strike one. Bowler has that strong fastball we saw in his relief appearance and his start this year that he's able to just blow by hitters as he throws another fastball. That misses up and away for ball one. One ball and one strike now. As Dwyer waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Bowler comes set and delivers. That one swung and a miss for strike two. A 1-2 count now on Dwyer. Bowler gets a sign from Jorson. Comes set. Delivers. That one's swung on and missed. Way tardy on it. That'll be strikeout number one for Bowler. And out number one in this top of the second inning. Owen Nelson, the third baseman, will be digging in now. From the right side, taps the plate with his bat. An even stance. The delivery from Bowler is grounded up the middle of the shortstop. Calderon is not going to be able to get it. It's going to be in the center field for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there from Nelson. He saw a pitch, decided to swing on it, and it will go into center field. As he'll be over there at first base, and that'll bring Eamon O'Leary to the plate, the first baseman for tonight. He caught last night. And he'll be digging in from the left side. Knees bent, slightly open stance as he grounds this one to the third baseman charging. No play at second. He's going to have to throw over to first for the out. 5-3 put out on the play. The third baseman, Moss, throwing it over to Smith. That will move Owen Nelson over to second base. So a productive out there for the Fairfield Indians. As Eamon O'Leary grounds out 5-3. Which will bring Jake Rogers, the catcher, to the plate. Deep in the box. An even stance. Slightly open. As Bowler checks the runner back at second. That's Nelson. And delivers. This was hit in the air towards the center fielder. Rafael, who camps underneath it. And he'll squeeze it for out number three. Bowler walks off the mound. As Jake Rogers flies out to Colby Rafael. It's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. We're headed to the bottom of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are on top after 1.5. They'll be up here in the bottom of the second. It'll be Braxton Riley leading things off, followed by Calderon and Carter Jorison out of Santa Margarita, California. Cash McCrory in his second full inning of work.
Last inning, the Colt 45s put up two runs on two hits. They left one as Braxton Riley digs in from the right side here. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. Very wide stance as Cash McRory, the right-hander, delivers from the first base out of the rubber. A fastball that's going to miss a little high for ball one. One ball and no strike. Riley. So he gets ready, and McRory comes set. Now delivers. Fastball on the outside corner, in at the knees for strike one. Count 1-1 now. McRory out of the windup. Delivers a changeup for strike two. Caught the outside corner, in at the waist. Riley doesn't bite, but it's called a strike. McRory, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball swung on, grounded, foul toward third base. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. McRory up on the hill, adjusts his cap. Glove up near his shoulder. Shakes off the catcher. Now comes set. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Just got a piece of it. Braxton Riley fouls it back to the screen. Count remains 1-2 now. So Rogers gives the sign to McRory. Glove at his hip. Fiddling with the baseball. Now comes set. 1-2 delivery again. It's going to be a curveball inside for ball two. Riley works the count to 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes as McRory gets a sign from Rogers. Now comes set and delivers. That one swung on, grounded to the shortstop, charging to his left. Throws on to first to get the out. A 6-3 put out there. The shortstop handling that chopper. Had to move to his left a couple of steps, glided to it, and then toss it on over to the first baseman, Eamon O'Leary, for out number one. Now, Joel Calderon will dig in from the right side. The tall shortstop, with a little bit of pop. We saw it a few nights ago, the grand slam, as the first pitch from McRory. Curveball is going to be inside for ball one. A 1-0 count. McRory having a little bit of a command issue here in this ball game as he delivers a 1-0. Waved at by Calderon early on it. Unable to hold up. As the count moves to one ball and one strike. There's one gone here in the bottom of the second in this 2-0 ball game. McRory comes set, now delivers the 1-1. If that's hit in the air toward right field, and the right fielder is going to be chasing it down toward the track at the wall. It's going to be off the bottom of the wall as the throw comes in from the right fielder, Lamon, missed by the second baseman, Cueva, and Calderon is going to find himself over at second base with a stand-up double. So that will bring Carter Jorison, the catcher, to the plate after that opposite field double by Joel Calderon, who almost got it out, landed just to the left of the 310 mark out there off the Mount Shasta spring water advertisement. Off that iconic yellow wall. Jorison deep in the box. Right-handed hitter as McRory deals. And goes off of Jorison and hits the umpire, who's now going to take a little walk. Jorison with the hit-by-pitch. We'll bring up the top of the order, Colby Raphael, as Mason Cassingham will be the courtesy runner for Jorison. As the Colt 45s have runners at first and second now, as the home plate umpire gets back to behind home plate. As Bob Anderson motions that he's got a courtesy runner over there at first base now. Bob Anderson, the Colt 45's manager. As Cassingham takes his lead at first, he's not being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. O'Leary playing behind him, with the Indians looking to turn two.
That's Kobe Rafael from the right-hand batter's box. He singled and scored his last time up as he shows bunt, pulls back. The ball's blocked by the catcher. He's going to throw down to third, past the third baseman. And now Calderon is going to come all the way home to score with a head first slide. The ball bobbled by the catcher. He picks it up, throws back to second base to back pick Cassingham, who's called safe, barely got back to the bag in time. So Calderon comes around to score after the runners advanced on that ball that was in the dirt and blocked by the catcher. It kicked away from him to his left, and he had to move laterally around Kobe Rafael, who stayed in the box. So after all that, a 1-0 count now in this 3-0 ball game with one out, as Cassingham takes his lead from second. The delivery from McRory is going to be foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike one. One ball and one strike. It's McRory. Comes set at the belt from the stretch. Delivers the 1-1. Curveball called a strike is going to be on the inside corner. In its knees for strike two. Cassingham at second. Pretty speedy. As the pitch from McRory comes in, that's swung on, grounded towards the shortstop, who dodging it is Cassingham as he makes his way to third. Throwing over to first. It's not going to be in time. Kobe Rafael beats out the throw from Cooper Dwyer, the shortstop, who had to wait for it as the ground ball made its way past a running Cassingham. And for Cassingham, if he gets hit with that ball, he's out. Now there's runners at the corners with one out, as the Fairfield Indians move their defense to double play depth with the second baseman Cueva and the shortstop Dwyer pinching up the middle. That will bring Dusty Vila to the plate, the left-handed hitter, as Rafael runs, shown bunt, and he's going to take second base as the catcher does not throw down. And that ball's taken for a strike. Vila showed bunt, pulled back. The catcher hopped out of his crouch, made the catch, and was about to throw down to second as Cassingham was started to take off from third base. But now runners on second and third, as this one's waved at and fouled toward right field, is going to land out of play for strike two. Vila in an 0-2 hole. The infield playing in on the grass with Rafael at second and Cassingham at third. The Colt 45s have speed on the bases right now with Griffith Finn on deck. Vila from the left side. McRory up on the first base out of the rubber. Comes set. Delivers. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to score Cassingham from third. And Rafael's around third. The throw is picked up by the catcher, who throws it wide of second base. The shortstop backing up the play as Dusty Vila doubles. Two-run score. And it's 5-0. The Colt 45's on top. On that RBI double from Dusty Vila after he advances on the throw-in to home plate from the center fielder, Amari Sani. Now it's going to be Griffith Finn, who flew out. My apologies. Walked his last time up before he delivers. This one's fouled. Way foul, but way far in the air toward a truck. He's going to just miss a car, it looks like. Count now 0-1. That ball was absolutely hammered, but pulled foul by Finn. And this 5-0 ball game, McRory comes set and delivers a breaking pitch. It's going to miss high, just above the waist. One ball and one strike. Colt 45s have put three on the board in this bottom half of the second. As Vila takes his lead from second, he's a couple steps off the bag. The pitch. That one's barreled up in the air toward the left fielder and squeezed for out number two. So Finn flies out to the left fielder, Morant, which will bring McGuire Smith, the first baseman, to the plate. Left-handed hitter, he singled his last time up. Vila still at second base after the two RBI double. It's 5-0. The Colt 45s on top of these Fairfield Indians in the bottom half of the second inning. Smith, deep in the box, slightly open stance. Pitch from McCrory is a fastball, misses way inside for ball one. As the Fairfield Indians look to be getting some activity up in their bullpen. After tonight's starting pitcher McCrory has allowed 5 runs, he comes set and delivers a ball up and in for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Smith as Vila 2 or 3 steps off the bag at second. McCrory gets a sign from O'Leary, delivers. This one's hit in the air towards right field. Right fielder Lehman giving chase, able to squeeze it for the out. And that will be out number 3. The side is retired. But the Colt 45s score 3. They strand 1. It's 5-0 after 2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House and Anderson, 19-1 Highway 273. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson. As we head to the top of the third, as the Colt 45s make their way out to warm up defensively. After that, 3-run and 3-hit inning by the Colt 45s, taking advantage of the throwing errors and speed that the Colt 45s had on the base pass, as the catcher made a couple of throwing errors, which helped advance the Colt 45 runners an additional 90 feet. Multiple times. As we had the break here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California. The Colt 45s are on top 5-0 as Bowler comes set to deliver the first pitch to Cueva, who's going to foul one back to the screen for strike one. Bowler now back set on the hill. Comes set out of the windup, delivers a 1 to be grounded toward the second baseman, Vila, who fields and throws on to first for out number 1. Marcel Cueva goes 4th around the play. That'll bring Amari Sani to the plate, who is going to bunt one foul for strike 1. A 1 count now on Sani, the center fielder for tonight, who made a couple of nice catches in the first inning. Digging in from the right side, the top of the order, he singled his first time up, only got as far as third base as Bowler comes set to deliver the 0-1. That's going to be low and away for ball one. Another fastball. Bowler gets a sign from Jorson. Sets up outside, the pitch from Bowler. Fastball, swing, and a miss for strike 2. Blew a fastball by him as Bowler peers in at Jorson. Jorson relays the sign. Bowler from the third base side of the rubber, out of the windup, delivers, bounced off the plate, and blocked by Jorson. Town all even now at 2-2. Bowler, when he peers in at Jorison, has the glove extended.
similar to Cody Rathel, a right-handed pitcher for the Colt 45s. Fuller comes at, delivers a fastball, is going to be inside for ball three. Count now fills at 3-2 as Buller climbs up on the hill from the third base side of the rubber. Hands extended, peering between his cap and his glove as he raises it up. Here's into Jorison. This one swung on, grounded towards the shortstop. Calderon charging, picks it and throws onto first for the out. An excellent play by Joel Calderon, who with the ground ball up the middle had to get there before that third hop and was able to pick it right after the second hop. Gloved it and threw on over to first base, the first baseman, McGuire Smith. So 6-3 on the play, the shortstop to the first baseman. That will bring Andrew Lehman to the plate as Buller comes set. Out of the windup, delivers a fastball, swing and a miss. Strike one. Lehman digging in from the right side. A wide stance, slightly open. Buller comes set and delivers. This one's fouled back over the crowd, over the screen, and into the parking lot. Two strikes now. Buller, left-handed pitcher, the southpaw from the third base out of the rubber. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. 1-2 count now. This Buller peers in at Jorison. Sets up inside. 1-2 delivery. That one's grounded towards the second baseman, Vila, who charges a little bit, gloves, and throws on over to Smith for out number three. 2.5 done here at Tiger Field. It's going to be the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half of the third. 5-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, and more.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Shadows have started to cover most of the field here. Probably have the lights coming on soon as the sun begins its descension. As it cools off even more than it already has been. It's about 80 degrees as Brandon Zanny, a right-handed hitter, digs in. He flew out to the center fielder, Sonny, his first time up. He digs in a close stance from the right side. The delivery from McRory is going to miss off the plate and high for ball one. You have another fastball. It's going to miss as McRory comes set now and delivers a 1-0. Breaking ball is going to miss low and away. For ball two, Zanny. We've seen him many times before. 11 times this season to be exact, he's walked as the 2-0 delivery from McRory comes in. It's called a strike on the outside corner. In at the waist. Looks like a fastball. A great pitch there from McRory. As he comes set and delivers a 2-1. That breaking ball is going to miss low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Zanny steps out of the box, blocking the one batting glove on his left hand. Deep in the box, closed stance. Pitch from McRory. He's going to miss off the outside edge for ball four. Zanny works a walk to begin things here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Sutter Moss, the third baseman. He'll dig in from the left side. He grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. Left-handed hitter, a wide stance as Zanny takes his lead at first. As Moss watches one just off the outside edge for ball one. Zanny not even taking a big secondary lead. As he's two or three steps off the bag at first, being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. As another pitch comes in, that's going to miss high and inside for ball two. The catcher, Rogers, gliding to his right to make that catch. As McRory checks Zanny at first, comes set to deliver the 2-0. It's going to miss upstairs again for ball three. McRory struggling a bit with his command here, as the Fairfield Indians now have no activity in their bullpen. The 3-0 delivery from McRory as he checks Zanny back at first. Here it comes. That's going to be called a strike. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Just a bit below the waist of Sutter Moss. As count now moves, three balls and one strike. The delivery from McRory is swung on and fouled over the dugout of the Fairfield Indians. As the count now fills to three balls and two strikes. That's the second partially broken bat of the evening. Griffith Finn fouled one off in his last at-bat and cracked his bat a bit. So Sutter Moss will make his way over to the Colt 45's dugout where he'll get a new piece of lumber. And dig back in now, facing a full count as McRory gets a sign from Rogers, the catcher, who sets up outside. The 3-2 delivery swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count stays full. Three balls and two strikes. As McRory now set to deliver the seventh pitch of this at-bat. Checks Zanny back at first. Comes set, gets the sign from his catcher Rogers. Delivers. Zanny running. There's going to be no throw down to second as that is called ball four. So Moss works a walk. The Colt 45s now with two on and no out. As manager Prejean Bynum makes his way out to the mound to have a little chat with his infield. As it looks like McRory's night is done. It's going to be a left-handed throwing. Looks to be number 9, Joe Gutman, taking things over here in this third inning with no one gone and two on. After back-to-back walks, we're going to cut the break to allow Joe Gutman to get his warm-up tosses in. The southpaw will be taking over for the Fairfield Indians. After this message from our sponsor, Charlu's Tap House.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. After this pitching change for the Fairfield Indians, it's going to be number 10, Greg Ryan, coming in relief of Cash McRory, the Indians starting pitcher for tonight. He went 2+, allowing 5 hits and 5 runs. He's responsible for the 2 walks on first and second base as the left-hand throwing Greg Ryan comes on in relief. The southpaw, he'll be throwing from the first base side of the rubber as Braxton Riley, the left fielder for your Colt 45s, digs in now from that right-hand batter's box with the Indians defense playing back as the delivery comes in from Ryan. And it's going to be in there for strike one. And a 1 count now on Riley. Greg Ryan, the new pitcher for the Fairfield Indians, peers in at his catcher, Rogers. Now steps off. Back up on the hill now. Peering in with his glove at his shoulder. Bent forward. Glove behind his hip. Checks the runner at second. That's Zanny. And delivers the 0-1. It's going to miss low for ball one. Calderon on deck. He had the double to lead things off last inning. My apologies. To lead off the offense last inning. As Ryan comes set to deliver the 1-1, curveball is going to be in at the knees for strike two. A great breaking pitch there, something that was not working for McRory, but now is working for Greg Ryan in this top of the third. The 1-2 pitch from Ryan as he checks Zanny back to second. The delivery. Oh, it's hit in the air toward left field. The left fielder, Morant, giving chase, is going to squeeze it just in front of the warning track for out number one as Zanny and Moss make their way back to second and first base. One gone here in the top of the third inning. It will now be Joel Calderon coming to the plate for the Colt 45s. The shortstop tonight. Yet again, he's kind of earned himself the everyday shortstop position. As Ryan comes set, now delivers breaking pitch upstairs for ball one. Calderon doubled and would come around to score his last time up in the second inning. In this 5-0 ball game, the bottom of the third, 1-0 delivery from Ryan comes in. A fastball swung on a miss by Calderon. 1-1 to the right-handed hitter. The lefty, Greg Ryan, a lengthy guy out there on the hill. Looks to be about 6'2", 6'3". Comes set, now delivers. Fastball. Misses up and away for ball two. He's got a sort of vintage Tim Lincecum delivery as he rears back and then comes forward in a sort of perpendicular angle. A very deceptive delivery. The Colt 45s are attempting to pick up on after facing Cash McRory for 2+ innings. As that ball is fouled back by Calderon, back to the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counts all even now. Calderon digs back in. The 2-2 delivery from Ryan. Going to be a curveball. Misses up and away. Catcher not able to corral it. And both runners are going to advance an additional 90 feet. With now no double play in order. After Calderon takes that pitch for a ball. Count now filled with 1 out. As the catcher Rogers gliding to his right, reaching up, was not able to corral the breaking ball. The Indians bring the infield in. Not wanting to surrender another run in this 5-0 ball game. The delivery from Ryan. Fastball misses up and away for ball four. So three walks here for the Colt 45s. They have the bases loaded now with
Carter Jorison. The right-handed hitter coming to the plate. He'll do a bit of landscaping. Digs in the box now. See, he stretches the bat over his arms, over his head, rather. Adjusts his helmet, gets a sign from Bob Anderson down there at third base, the third base coach and manager of the Colt 45s. Zanny takes his lead from third. The infield still playing in. The corner's in on the grass, rather, and the shortstop Cueva, the second baseman Cueva, and the shortstop Dwyer pinching up the middle, a couple steps off the outfield grass. As that one's going to come in for called strike. Now Ryan comes set and delivers the 0-1. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. Great pitch there. Jorison looking for what looked like, looking for a breaking pitch, it seemed. So he waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Ryan, the 0-2 delivery. Fastball is going to be called strike three. Jorison, my apologies, not called strike three. Called ball one, just off the plate. Jorison turned around to head back to the dugout, but appeared just going for a little walk as he realized it was called a ball. Now digs back in, waves the bat back and forth a couple times with a wide-open stance. Corner's playing in. The 1-2 delivery, curveball way upstairs. Catcher has to come out of his crouch to corral it. The count moves to 2-2. Calderon leading from first, Moss from second, and Brandon Zanny from third. All three reached on walks. As Ryan comes set and delivers a fastball just off the plate outside. Count fills again, and the pitcher, Greg Ryan, a little bit peeved at home plate umpire, at the home plate umpire after that call. He thought it caught the corner, but it did not. The payoff pitch from Ryan. Fastball fouled off, out of play. Over the dugout of the Indians. Count stays full. Just missed the truck out there. Parked in the parking lot. As Greg Ryan gets a new baseball. Climbs back up on the hill. From the first base side of the rubber. Peers in at his catcher, Rogers. Love at his hip, shakes him off. Shakes him off again. Now comes set. Delivers the 3-2. Fastball is going to miss up and in for ball four, and that's going to walk in a run. So the bases stay loaded now as Jorison works a walk, and Castigan will make his way out to first base to be the courtesy runner. That will bring up the top of the order, and Kobe Raphael, who's singled twice tonight and came around to score both times in the second inning, last inning, he had a stolen base before coming around to score. With one gone here, the Colt 45's got ducks on the pond. Looking to get some more meat on the table as it's 6-0. They've walked four times in this bottom of the third as Kobe Raphael takes the first pitch for ball one. A 1-0 count. Greg Ryan, the left-hand throwing, lengthy guy from the third base side of the rubber. Delivers a 1-0 breaking ball in there for strike one. As Culver Fail steps out of the box, readjusts his hands on the bat. Now digs back in. A wide stance, knees pretty bent. So 1-1 comes in. Curveball. This is way upstairs yet again. Ball two. Both pitchers tonight for the Fairfield Indians struggling a bit with command. Command of the fastball and breaking pitch. And not quite sure if Greg Ryan has a third pitch in his arsenal, but looks to be mostly fastball curveball. As another pitch comes in, that's going to miss up and away. Ball two. As the Colt 45s have the bases loaded yet again after they've worked four walks in this inning. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot towards some cars. Count now worked full by Kobe Raphael. As Greg Ryan looking to get the second out of the inning.
as he's set to deliver his payoff pitch. Gets a sign from his catcher, Rogers, and delivers. Fastball swung on, grounded up the middle. Cueva charging, flips to second for one. On to first is going to be wide of the bag at first as the run comes in to score. And now Calderon is also going to come around to score. After casting him with a race at second base, Rafael's safe at first on the fielder's choice. After casting him, the courtesy runner for Jorison's walk is a race, but Calderon comes around to score after Moss scored on the ground ball. So it's now 8-0 with two gone. As Rafael takes his lead from first, that'll bring up the second baseman, Dusty Vila. As Rafael's running, the throw down to second is going to be wide of the bag and not in time. Rafael has himself his second stolen base of the evening. And Dusty Vila will now be working with a 1-0 count as that ball came in low and inside on Vila, the left-handed hitter. The 1-0 pitch from Greg Ryan. As he checks Vila. Rafael, rather, back at second, delivers, misses upstairs for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Vila. The second baseman as Rafael takes his lead from second base. Ryan delivers a 2-0. Fastball swing and a miss from Vila. Just a little bit early on that fastball as Greg Ryan walks back up the mound, kicks some dirt around. Two balls and one strike on Vila. Rogers gives a sign to his pitcher, Ryan. Comes set and delivers, and Rafael's going to take off toward third and have himself another stolen base as the catcher does not throw down. So Rafael with two stolen bases now. He's over third base. The 2-2, two out. Ryan delivers. Fastball swung on and fouled back over the screen just over my head. As Greg Ryan will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Climbs back up the right side of the hill. Makes his way over to the third base side of the rubber. Peers into his catcher, Rogers, who gives him the sign. Ryan comes set. Rogers sets up inside. Curveball way upstairs. Rogers making an excellent effort to corral it, coming out of his crouch and jumping for it, is able to snag it. Count goes full again for the fourth straight batter. Out of the five batters that Greg Ryan has faced in this third inning, four of the five have been full counts. So he delivers a breaking pitch upstairs. That's going to be ball number four. And Dusty Vila works a walk. That is the fifth walk of the inning for the Colt 45s. Runners at first and third now as the Fairfield Indians pitching coach is going to come out to the mound. The Indians have some activity up in their bullpen. Or rather, do not have activity up in their bullpen. They're going to have a little talk with the infield here, figuring out what they want to do as Griffith Finn is going to make his way to the plate. He'll be digging in from the left side. To recap the inning, a walk to Zanny, a walk to Moss. That ended Cash McCrory's night. He went 2+, 5 hits, giving up 7 runs. And he walked 3 before Greg Ryan came on in relief. He's faced 5 batters and retired 2 of them. So it will be over there at third base. That's Mason Cassingham, who was the, my apologies, Colby Rafael, who stole second and stole third after the walk surrendered. As Greg Ryan now back out on the hill as the infield makes their way back. He's going to throw a pickoff attempt to first to try and get Vila sleeping, but it's not going to be in time. With runners at the corners, Griffith Fenn digging in from the left side. He's walked and flown out. And he stole second after he walked in the first inning. He's 1-2. Pitch from Ryan is going to come in and miss
up and away for ball one. A 1-0 count now on Finn, who taps the plate a couple times with his bat. The 1-0 delivers from Ryan. The fastball unable to be framed by Rogers. That's ball two. Just off the outside edge and a bit high. As Rafael takes his lead from third. Vila takes his lead from first. The 2-0. It's going to miss low and in for ball three. So yet again, for the fifth straight batter, Greg Ryan has had three balls in the count. As the 3-0 delivery, as he checks the runner back at first. It's going to be another fastball that misses upstairs, so he walks in. And the ninth batter of the inning, McGuire Smith, is going to make his way to the plate. He'll dig in from the left side. As the Colt 45s have the bases full for the third time this inning with two outs. It's 8-0. The Colt 45s on top of the Fairfield Indians. It's Rafael over there at third base. He reached on a fielder's choice, stole second, and then stole third. Then Vila walked, and Finn walked. As Greg Ryan delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Smith, working with an 0-1 count, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. The 0-1 delivery from Ryan. Fastball swung on, fouled back to the screen. Quickly 0-2 now, as the Fairfield Indians looking to get out of this jam. Greg Ryan came on in relief of Cash McRory, who went 2+, giving up 7 runs, with 3 walks and striking out no Colt 45s, who have not struck out a lot of times this year. As Ryan gets a sign from his catcher, Rogers. From the third base side of the rubber, delivers the 0-2. Fastball swung on in. Fouled back over the Colt 45 dugout. The count stays at 0-2. And we're going to do it again, folks. As Greg Ryan peers in. Glove at his hip. From the third base side of the rubber comes Setnow. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball waved at by Finn. My apologies, Smith, who fouls it off to keep the count at 0-2. As we'll see the fifth pitch of this at-bat on this cool Redding summer night at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We've got what seems to be a full crowd here at Tiger Field. A great night at the ballpark to bring the family out. As Greg Ryan gets a sign. Comes set. The 0-2 delivery with two out and the bases loaded. Fastball swing and a miss by McGuire Smith. He's going to go down on strikes. The Colt 45 send 9 to the plate. They put up a 3 spot. It's 8-0 Colt 45s after 3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's me, Brandon Buller, back out there in this top of the fourth inning as the lights have come on at Tiger Field. He delivers the first pitch, is waved at by Caleb Morant, the left fielder for the Fairfield Indians. Way early on it. Now an 0-1 count as Buller out there for his fourth inning of work after a long time in the dugout after the Colt 45 sent 9 to the plate. As Buller comes set, now delivers a ball on the outside edge. Count will even out 1-1. As Jorsen gives him the sign and sets up inside. That one's going to be tap foul by Morant. A 1-2 count now. One ball and two strikes. Morant, a right-handed hitter. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Buller, out of the windup, delivers the 1-2. This is way upstairs. Ball two, as Jorsen had to hop out of his crouch to corral that one. Jorsen rocking the hockey-style catcher's mask, not the old-school mask. Pops it back down over his face as Buller stares in to get his sign. Delivers a 2-2. Curveball's going to miss. A little bit up out of the zone. Ball three as Buller now has the count full. The payoff pitch from Buller is going to be in the dirt, picked by Jorsen, but low. It's going to be a leadoff walk for Morant. As that is the first walk issue tonight by Buller. He struck out one and walked one. That'll bring the cleanup hitter, Derek Robinson, to the plate. As he digs in from the right side. With the socks up high, pitch from Buller is swung on and missed. Four strike one. And a 1 count now, after Robinson was a little bit tardy on that one. Buller checks the run back at first. That's Morant. Comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss yet again. Robinson knows he's a little bit late on it. As the count quickly moves to 0-2, and Morant, with the speed over there at left field, I imagine he'll be in motion here to avoid the double play. As Robinson, who's got some power, a big guy, looks to be about 6'3 or so, probably around 200. The fastball is going to be up. Jorsen, backpicking to first, is not going to be in time. Diving back is Morant. After Robinson takes after ball one, Jorsen popping up to corral that and throw on down to first base, showing off that arm, but unable to nab Morant sleeping. The 1-2 delivery from Buller. A fastball is going to be called. Strike three on the inside corner. Got him looking. That's strikeout number 2 of the evening, a backward K for Buller. There's one gone here. That will bring up Cooper Dwyer, the shortstop. My apologies. It will be shortstop number 23, Wyatt Smith. Pinch hitting for Cooper Dwyer. So Smith taking over the hitting and defensive responsibilities of the starting shortstop, Cooper Dwyer. He'll be digging in from the right side as Buller throws a pickoff attempt over the first, which was clearly visible as he is a left-handed pitcher, so showing that exaggerated motion toward first base, as unlike a right-handed pitcher, you're not able to hide it quite as well. The delivery from Buller is going to be swung on and fouled off the catcher, Jorsen, who shakes it off a bit and gets a new baseball. To Wyatt Smith, the pinch hitter. In the game at shortstop for Cooper Dwyer. Buller, the southpaw, from the third base out of the rubber, delivers the 0-1. Curveball misses upstairs. Jorsen jumps up to corral it. A 1-1 count now, as Buller, after sitting in the dugout for a extended period of time, having a little bit of a command issue. The most innings he's pitched in his one start this season is 6, so he's nowhere near his limit. So he delivers the 1-1. Fastball, foul back at the screen. Smith just got a piece of it. A 1-2 count now as Smith steps out of the box. Takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back in the box. Even with the plate, an even stance, slightly open, as Morant takes his lead from first. The pitch from Buller waved at, got him swinging for strikeout number three and out number two. Two gone here. That'll bring Owen Nelson, the third baseman, to the plate after back-to-back Ks from Buller. Morant takes his lead off the bag at first. He's being held on by McGuire Smith at first base. Buller comes set and delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 count now as Nelson taps the plate a couple times with the bat. Slightly open stance from the right side. The 0-1 delivery from Buller. Fastball swung on, grounded up the middle. Diving is Vila, the second baseman. He's not going to get it. That's through and into center field for a base hit. The center fielder, Cooper Fail, is going to field it. Throw into third base as the tag is put on by the third baseman, Sutter Moss. And that'll retire the side as the outfield assist comes in from Colby Rafael. It's 8-0. We're halfway through our ball game here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11. Served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's 8-0. 445s are on top after half up and spent here. It's going to be Greg Ryan out there for his first full inning of work. And it'll be Brandon Zanny back up to the plate as he watches a fastball in at the waist and on the outside corner for strike one. Zanny began things in the third inning, and the Colt 45s would send 9 to the plate as they scored 5 runs. My apologies, 3 runs, making the ballgame 8-0 as they look to extend the lead here. As the sun has started to set, turning the clouds a beautiful pink under blue skies on this cool night for Saturday night baseball. As Zanny watches a ball just a bit outside and high for ball two. Count now 2-1. Zanny, a right-handed hitter. He's going to watch a fastball just off the outside edge yet again for ball three. Greg Ryan, the left-hand throwing relief pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. From the third base out of the rubber, delivers a 3-1. Fastball is going to miss low. Zanny works a walk yet again. He's still leading the team with 13 walks on the year. And that's how he began things last inning as well. Now it'll be Sutter Moss digging in from the left side with Zanny taking his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. As the pitch from Ryan misses up and in for ball one. So, saw it last inning. The Colt 45s walked five times. Both pitchers for the Fairfield Indians struggling with command. As a fastball upstairs again for ball two. 2-0 count now on the third baseman, Moss. As Ryan, loving his belt, upset, checks Zanny back at first. Delivers two out of the stretch. That one swung on in the air towards the left fielder, Morant, who's in shallow left field. He's going to squeeze it for out number one as Zanny makes his way back to first base. So Sutter Moss flies out to the left fielder. That'll bring up Braxton Riley, the right-hand hitter, to the plate in this 8-0 ball game with Zanny, who walked to lead things off here, taking his lead from first. He's about 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. Ryan comes set and delivers a fastball, misses upstairs for ball one. Braxton Riley, an even stance, taps the plate with his bat. 1-0 delivery from Ryan. Fast up and away for ball two. Another batter with working ahead in the count, rather, with two balls. 2-0 count. Ryan delivers ball in the dirt, not picked by the catcher, Rogers. But keeps it in front of him. Count moves to 3-0 with one out. Zanny at first. The Fairfield Indians looking to twist a double play to retire the side and get out of the inning. As Ryan comes set, checks Zanny back at first. 3-0 delivery. A fastball is going to be on the inside corner and below the waist for strike one. Riley is 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out and flown out. The center fielder shaded a couple steps toward left field. As this one's hit in the air, popped up on the infield. The second baseman, Cueva, calling for it. He'll get under it and squeeze it for out number two. So Braxton Riley pops out to the second baseman. That'll bring up Joel Calderon to the plate. He's doubled and walked tonight. Came around to score both times. He'll be digging in from the right side. Playing shortstop tonight. As I said in his previous at-bat, he's been the everyday shortstop for the Colt 45s as the wind starts to pick up here at Tiger Field, cooling us off even more as it's gotten to about 75 degrees on now what's become a some sort of chilly summer night. As Greg Ryan delivers the 1-0. Fastball upstairs for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Calderon. Carter Jorison, the catcher, he's on deck. Calderon waves the bat back and forth a couple times. As Ryan comes set and delivers the 2-0, it's going to be on the inside corner, called a strike, a fastball in there. As Greg Ryan, the southpaw, now climbs back up the hill. Glove at the hip, peers in at Rogers, the catcher. Comes set now, delivers a 2-1. A fastball off the plate. Rogers gliding to his right to catch it. Count moves to 3-1 on Calderon. Right fielder and left fielder playing straight up. Right fielder a little bit back toward the track. Center fielder straight up with that 406 sign. 3-1 delivery from Ryan is swung on and missed by Calderon. Got him to chase the pitch inside. Calderon now steps out of the box, gathers himself. Digs back in now, deep in the box, waves the bat back and forth, taps the plate. The 3-2 delivery with Zanny running is going to be called. Strike three on the inside corner. Calderon caught looking. So Zanny walks, but stranded at first as the Colt 45s are retired. It's 8-0 after four. We're headed to the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlu's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s looking to render the Fairfield Indians scoreless for yet another inning. It's going to be the first baseman, the left-hand hitting Eamon O'Leary, digging in as Buller is out there for his fifth inning of work, and this one's fouled back over the Colt 45 dugout for strike one. Eamon O'Leary, he grounded out to the third baseman his first time up as Buller comes set, delivers the 0-1, and swung on in the air towards Calder in the shortstop, just back on the rim of the outfield grass. A little flare, he's able to squeeze it for out number one. A little pop-out, fly-out hybrid there to the shortstop called Aaron, who made his way over back to third base, the third baseman, rather, to glove it for the first out of the inning. Now it'll be Jake Rogers, the backstop for the Fairfield Indians, taking strike one on the inside corner from Buller as he readies now. Out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt and blocked by Jorison. Count will even out, one ball, one strike, as Rogers, the Indians catcher, taps the plate with his bat. 1-1 delivery from Buller is hit in the air towards Griffith in the right fielder, tracking it to the track at the wall, and it's going to be off the top of the wall. Called a home run as Jake Rogers hits in opposite field, home run in Oppo Taco. And it's now 8-1. So the Fairfield Indians break their scoreless streak after four zeros have been thrown up on the board. Now it's 8-1. That will bring Marcel Cueva, the second baseman, to the plate from the right side. And even since he's going to show bunt, miss it, and that's be called strike one. So the Fairfield Indians, they homered three times last night, now once tonight. The Colt 45s having to face the long ball for really the first time all season. They haven't really faced a team who hit a lot of home runs as Buller comes set and delivers, as that one's going to be grounded through the left side between the third baseman and the shortstop called Aaron for a base hit. So Cueva gets his first hit of the night. A single into left field as Riley plays it back in. That'll bring up the top of the order. Kamani Sani, who has singled and grounded out to the shortstop. So he's 1-for-2. My apologies. It's going to be a pinch hitter, Kamani Blackney, pinch hitting for Sonny, a right-handed hitter. He'll likely take over Sonny's duties in center field, as Blackney was last night's starting center fielder. He homered last night. The pitch from Buller is going to be called a ball, low and in. A 1-0 count. As Jorison gives a sign to Buller, who comes set and delivers out of the stretch. That one's going to be fouled back to the screen by Blackney. Blackney, as I talked about last night, if you were listening, he has that sliding glove, also known as the oven mitt, which Cueva is wearing over there at first base. As he takes his lead, but he, rather than tucking it into his back pocket, he tucks it inside of his belt, and he's going to take the second strike of the at bat right in there on the inside corner for strike two. Count moves to 1-2, so something I haven't seen even in the major leagues, where tucking it into your belt. The 1-2 delivery from Bowler is going to be swung on and fouled into foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. As Blackney takes a little walk around and now comes back to bat, digging in from the right side in this 8-1 ball game, as Cueva takes his lead from first, 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Blackney waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Pickoff attempt by Bowler over to first is not going to be in time, as Cueva is back in plenty of time. As Blackney taps the plate yet again. 1-2 delivery from Bowler as he comes set and delivers. It's going to be fastball just a hair inside. The fans watching here thought it was going to be strike three. Count evens up now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowler working with just 1 out. The Colt 45 is looking to turn double play. The pitch from Bowler is going to miss inside. Blackney stepping out of the box, dodging it to make the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The last thing you want to do here is walk this batter. It's 8-1, only 7 runs of insurance now after the solo shot from Rogers. Bowler comes set to deliver the payoff pitch. That's going to miss up and in for ball four. Look to be pitching a bit around Blackney there after we saw what we saw last night, where Blackney muscled one out of here over the scoreboard in left center field. I'll bring up number 40, Jeremy Hill, to the plate, pinch hitting for Lamon, the right fielder. Jeremy Hill last night, two singles, two stolen bases, a fielder's choice, and a double. He was then caught stealing at third as he digs in from the right side. A wide stance. He's going to watch a fastball low and in for ball one as Bowler throws a pickoff attempt over to second base to keep Cueva close. A 1-0 count on Hill. Waves the bat back and forth. Bowler, glove up by his shoulder. Now comes set, the 1-0 delivery. It's going to be a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. A 1-1 count. As Hill stays in the box with that open stance. The 1-1 delivery from Bowler as he checks the runners back with the Colt 45's defense playing behind the runners. Dancing off the bags. He's going to throw a pickoff attempt over to second. Tagging Cueva, who, diving back with both hands, dodges the tag attempted to be put on by Vila on his right shoulder, diving back head first. Dodges the tag and is back safely. An excellent swim move there by Cueva. As Bowler gets a sign from Jorson, the catcher, who sets up outside. Checks the runner back in second. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses upstairs. Count now 2-1. As the pitching coach is going to make his way out to the mound. It's 8-1. The Fairfield Indians threatening here in the top of the fifth. They've scored one on the solo shot from the catcher, Jake Rogers, looking to add on more and claw their way back from their once 8-0 deficit. As Jorison has a little meeting out there on the mound with his pitcher, Bowler, now makes his way back to behind the plate. As Bowler peers into Jorison, the southpaw, left-hand pitcher, checks the runner back at second. Cueva now delivers a 2-1. Fastball swung on. Little flare towards Vila, the second baseman, who's going to dive back to the bag at second base with an unassisted double play. And just like that, the Fairfield Indians are retired. They leave 2 on. It's still 8-1 after Bowler gets out of the jam thanks to Dusty Vila, the second baseman. Folks, tonight's game is sponsored by Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, California at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're singing Sweet Caroline as the Colt 45s have an 8-1 lead. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning as the lights at Tiger Field are on. We've got beautiful blue and pink clouds around us with a blue sky as the sun starts to set here in Redding, California on this cool summer night. A great reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark to have all sorts of fun and hopefully watch your Colt 45s win a fantastic game of baseball. It's going to be Carter Joriston, the catcher tonight, leading things off in the bottom of the fifth, as he's going to be facing off against Greg Ryan, who's working in his second full inning of work. He's gone one plus. A wide stance as the first pitch comes in for a called strike. Heater there, up in the zone, but just below the belt of Joriston. He steps back in the box and even stance with his knees bent. The pitch from Ryan is going to be just a hair outside. A 1-1 count now on Joriston, who waves the bat back and forth. 1-1 delivery from Ryan from the third base out of the rubber. It's going to be a fastball low for ball two. My apologies. Greg Ryan working more toward the middle of the rubber, no longer from the third base side. From my standpoint up here, it's a little bit hard to tell. Out of the windup, the 2-1 delivery as he gets a sign from Rogers. Curveball is going to float in there for strike two. A check swing by Joriston, but caught the corner. As Ryan climbs back up the hill, leans in, glove at his hip, nods to his catcher. 2-2 delivery. It's going to be a curveball off the plate and above the waist for ball three. Count moves full yet again. Ryan tonight working with a lot of full counts as he's set to deliver the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Fastball swung on the ground toward the second baseman, Cueva, who plays the odd hop off the infield grass. Tosses on over to the first baseman. 4-3 put out on the play after Cueva, who's a little bit shorter of a second baseman, but able to get his hands quickly up to make the play, gloved it with two hands, and tossed on over to the first baseman, O'Leary, for the out. So Joriston goes 4-3 on the play. That'll bring up the top of the order, and the center fielder, Colby Raphael, who had a nice outfield assist earlier in this ballgame, as he watches a fastball miss up and away for ball one. Raphael, a right-hand hitter, steps out of the box and now comes, steps back in the box, taps the plate a couple times with his bat, as Ryan, up there on the mound, comes set, delivers a 1-0. Fastball. It's going to be in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike on Raphael, who has a little bit of a conversation with the home plate umpire. getting a feel for that zone. A wide open stance. Fastball comes in, grazes the dirt. Ball two. Rogers, the catcher, doing an excellent job of picking those pitches that have come in low multiple times. As Rogers, southpaw, comes set to deliver the 2-1. Fastball swung on grounded toward the third baseman. And the shortstop is going to have to make a play on it, but he is unable to make a throw down to first base as the speedy Rafael runs a hard 90. He'll have an infield single. The chopper on that play, a high bouncer, unable to be gloved and thrown. We'll now have Rafael at first base. He's reached all four times tonight on a single, a fielder's choice, and another single now. And he's got three stolen bases on the evening. Look to see if the Colt 45s will put him in motion here as a fastball comes in and will plunk the left hand hitting Vila. So suddenly the Colt 45s have two on with one out after that hit batter from Greg Ryan. That will bring Griffith Ben, the right fielder for tonight, to the plate. He's walked twice and stole second. He's 2-for-3. 0-for-3, rather. As he waves the bat back and forth, taps the plate. As Ryan comes set and delivers out of the stretch, that one's fouled back to the screen. And thank God for netting, because that was coming right toward me. The count now 0-1. As the foul ball is retrieved by the on-deck hitter, McGuire Smith, as Ryan, with his glove at his hip, now comes set and delivers the 0-1. Fastball swung on and popped up over the screen and over my head. Finn a little bit late on it yet again. Just trying to get a piece of it to fight it off. No balls and two strikes, as Greg Ryan, the Indians relief pitcher, looks to get a strikeout. Bending at the waist, gets a sign, comes set, the 0-2 delivery, fastball swung on and fouled over the Colt 45 dugout, just to the left of, the right rather, of the third baseman and left fielder. Count stays at no balls and two strikes on Griffith Fenn,
who has
reached base twice tonight, both on walks. And has a stolen base. Ryan comes set, checks the runner back to second. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball. It's going to be below the knee. A great take there by Finn. For ball one. One balls and two strikes. A gutsy take there by Finn. As it looks to be in at the knees, but home plate umpire calls it a ball. Ryan, glove at his hip. Comes set, checks Rafael back at second. Runners take their leads. Pitch is swung on in the air towards the center fielder, who breaks back, now charges in, is going to watch it fall, now makes a throw into the third baseman wide of the bag, and Rafael's going to be in at third, standing up. It's a single from Finn. That will load the bases. Rafael and Vila moving up an additional 90 feet as Rafael thought the center fielder, Blackney, was going to be able to catch it for an out, but was unable to make a play on it. Deked Rafael at second base, who was not able to easily take third, but was in standing up as the throw from Blackney, the center fielder, was wide of the bag at third and up the left field line. So now the bases will be loaded for McGuire Smith, the cleanup hitter for tonight, who singled, flown out, and struck out. Last night's hero, hitting a walk-off single to score Dusty Vila, who is at second base right now for the Colt 45s. He was at second base last night. And, folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. This is Jacob Green bringing you some Redding Colt 45s baseball on this Saturday night edition. Special thanks to all our listeners. It's great to have you with us. And special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio as McGuire Smith is going to knock one towards second base, and it's going to be through the right side for a base hit. That will score Rafael and Vila. There's going to be runners at the corners now as it's 10-1. The Colt 45s lead after a 2-RBI single from tonight's first baseman and cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. That will bring Brandon Zanny to the plate. He walked his last...